Some of the world's longest tunnels figure in today's GeoQuiz. Several tunnels around the world qualify as engineering marvels. For instance, the escape route for the 33 Chilean miners. But for our quiz, let's consider some of the longest tunnels in the world. The longest subway tunnel runs underneath Seoul, South Korea. Closer to home, the Delaware Aqueduct is an 85-mile-long tunnel that carries water to Yonkers, New York. And then there's Japan's Seikan Tunnel. It's just over 33 miles long. It was the longest underground rail tunnel until today. That's when engineers finished drilling through rock under the Alps to connect a new tunnel. This one's part of the Swiss Alp Transit Project. It's designed to serve as a north-south railway link through the Alps. So can you name this newly completed tunnel through the Alps? No hurry on the answer. You've got half a minute. To Switzerland now for the answer, where earlier today crews broke through to create the world's longest rail tunnel. The Gotthard Base Tunnel stretches more than 35 miles under the Alps on the Swiss-Italian border. The world's Clark Boyd has more.
The Gotthard Tunnel project began 14 years ago, and so far it's cost some $10 billion. Thousands of workers and machines labored 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on the project. They churned out enough rock to build 5 Egyptian pyramids. And over the years, 8 workers died during the construction. Today, the giant drill finally broke through the last bit of rock. Priests were on hand to bless the tunnel. Trumpets blared. Fireworks went off. The director of Switzerland's Federal Department of Transport, Peter Fuglestaller, was there to celebrate.
In Switzerland, we are not a very emotional people, but if we have the longest tunnel in the world, that's also for us very, very emotional, yes.
Officials say the tunnel will mean faster service between northern and southern Europe. Eventually, some 300 trains a day are expected to use the tunnel, and those trains will be able to travel up to 155 miles per hour. Because the track is flat, it will only take one engine to pull freight trains through the Alps. Right now, some 3,000 heavy trucks carry freight across the Alps every day. Mark Zust heads one of the governing councils in the region.
It's just not sustainable anymore. Our valleys are so narrow, the air pollution is terrible. That's why we want the freight on the rails and why our communities supported the project. It's about our quality of life.
But not everyone in the area is happy about the new tunnel. Isidor Baumann is the finance director for a town up above the tunnel in the Alps. He says the tunnel will hurt the region because the trains won't be stopping for business or tourism.
We are really not happy that we are not connected to this new high-speed network. It's about Swiss solidarity. Every region that has been involved in this project, which has made it possible, should be able to benefit from it. That's what we think, and we're prepared to fight for that.
Even though Switzerland is not part of the European Union, EU officials were on hand today to congratulate the Swiss. "We stand next to you," said one EU official. From the ports of Antwerp and Rotterdam to the Mediterranean in Genoa. The tunnel is expected to be ready for rail traffic in late 2016 or early 2017. For the world, this is Clark Boyd.